Take your Bibles and turn to Philippians chapter 3. And I was thinking about the church's anniversary and just all that has happened. And, you know, Paul tells us to run with patience the race that is set before us. In our Christian life, we may not always be able to keep running. We may have to get to a place where we're just walking, right, Miss Robbie? Just trying to get one foot in front of the other. I think Miss Robbie's running days are over, but she can keep walking. Amen. And so I just thought about that, and I thought about our theme as we press toward the mark, and what God wants for us as we do so. And so I went back to and reread the text and such that we began talking about way back in January. I just thought about our church and going forward. And I just want us to keep walking and keep doing the things that we're supposed to do. Keep moving forward for Christ. Keep pressing toward the mark as we go day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year until the Lord comes again. And I would love for this church to be in existence when the Lord comes again. Wouldn't that be grand? Not every church can say that. And some churches have done well. They've started, they've done well, and then something happened and they ceased to be a church. That has happened all over this country, all over the world. And I would love for Lighthouse Baptist Church to be able to keep walking until the coming of the Lord. Amen. And we're part of that. You and I. And who knows? He may come in our time. And I'd love to be up here with Brother Camp leading singing and singing along. And all of a sudden, a better trumpet sounds. Where'd he go? There he is. Well, you can't compare with the heavenly trumpets, brother. I mean, you're good, but you're not that good. And we hear that beautiful trumpet sound and off we go. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Maybe singing What a Day That Will Be. Maybe. But I hope that's the case. Well, if you'll stand out of love and respect for the word of God, if you're physically able, Philippians chapter 3, I'll read out loud. You follow along silently, verses 12 through 21. And we'll talk about this thing about keep walking tonight. Not as though I had already attained, Paul says, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have for us an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. I like what Paul says in verse 15. He says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. He says, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And I hope you understand that as Christians, as we are renewed in the spirit of our mind, as we follow the mind of Christ, we're together in one thing. And that's not what you think that thing is or what I think that thing is. It's what the Lord thinks that thing is. And that's where we're supposed to be thus minded. You know how much I enjoy looking at the definitions of words. There are a whole bunch of definitions of the word walk. But in the spiritual sense, which is what this is talking about, it's not talking about on 2 feet moving one way or the other. But what it's talking about is to live, to act, or to behave, to pursue a particular course of life. Okay, that's what it means to walk as far as the spiritual reference that we're talking about. I'm telling you to keep walking, keep living, keep acting, keep behaving, keep pursuing in a particular course of life. And I'm going to tell you that particular course of life is to follow after God. It's to walk after God would have us to walk and to live that kind of life. And if, as the song I just sang says, till we see Christ. There are going to be sorrows, there are going to be difficulties, there are going to be those downtimes, but Christ is our Savior. And I've been talking to the kids out of Psalm 18, that where David says that, you know, Christ is his buckler, his strength, his deliverer, and all these things. And he said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And we've got to have that mindset as we are continuing to walk, as Paul encourages the Philippians to walk. He says in verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have for us an example. He said, hey, there are good examples out there to walk after. We're some of them. And those that are walking like us are those to follow as well. And then he goes on to give a little contrast and he says, for many walk, he says, I'm telling you this because there are some that are walking a different direction. There are some that are walking a different way. Remember, the word to walk means just to live, act, or behave, or to pursue a particular course of life. It doesn't necessarily say the spiritual course of life. It could be that we pursue the carnal course of life. A wicked course of life. A fleshly course of life. Mr. Webster gave 9 examples of what this means in a spiritual sense. He said, for some, it's to walk with God. For some, it's to walk in obedience to God's commands and to have communion with Him. For some, it's to walk in darkness and to live in ignorance, error, and sin. For some, it's to walk in the light and to live in the practice of religion and enjoy its consolations. For some, it's to walk by faith and to live in the firm belief of the gospel and its promises, and to rely on Christ for salvation. For some, to walk through the fire and to be exercised with severe afflictions. For some, to walk after the flesh, to indulge sensual appetites and to live in sin. For some, to walk after the Spirit and to be guided by the counsels and influences of the Spirit by the Word of God, and to live a life of holy deportment. For some, to walk in the flesh, to live this natural life which is subject to the infirmities and calamities that are in it. How are we going to walk? I'm so excited to be a part of this local church, and I look at around at the families that have been here for many, many years. And I see your example. And to you I say, keep walking. Keep walking. Keep moving forward. And you know what? In my opinion, it's these positive things to walk in the light and to walk in obedience with God's commands and to walk with God and to walk by faith and to walk in the Spirit. Those are the things that we're supposed to walk after. Paul encouraged such. And he said, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. And then he also acknowledges that there's another way to walk. And he says, for many walk of whom I have told you and now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ. He said, don't follow them. Follow us as we follow Christ. In verse 20, he says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's where I want to start tonight, and to tell you to keep walking after our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Keep walking after Him. You know, the Bible has much to say about this. Jesus spake unto them, again saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We tell the kids to memorize the scriptures and say to them in Psalm 119, where it says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You understand that the word of God and Jesus Christ, who is the living word, He's the light of the world, we're supposed to follow His example. We're supposed to follow after Him. If we follow Him, we shall not walk in darkness. Who likes walking in the dark? You know, it's even worse when you're a male, right? A man, and you're walking in the darkness of your house and you're expecting the furniture to be where you put it. Right? And your wife all of a sudden decided to rearrange the furniture. You know, you hit something or stub your toe. Or if you have children. Because I know all children are like my children. They put everything away when they go to bed. No, they don't. And you're walking in the dark, you know, which sometimes I do because I don't like to turn lights on. My wife, when she gets up in the night, she likes to turn lights on. I just don't do that. I just get up and I walk in the dark because I know where everything is. I trip over this, step on a Lego. That hurts, you know, by the way. Anybody ever step on a Lego? Legos are just harmful things. They really hurt. He says if we follow Him, we shall not walk in darkness. Who wants to walk in darkness? Hey, we don't have to. The light of the world is Jesus. We have that light in us. We don't have to walk in darkness. We have the Word of God to follow as an example. In 1 John chapter 2, John writes and says, My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him, ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked. You know, there's a song in our hymn books called The Footprints of Jesus. We're supposed to follow in the footprints of Jesus. We're supposed to look at how Jesus went about things and say, hey, you know what? I want to be like that. I want to walk in His steps. I know this is probably a mute point because I don't know how many of you in here know what it's like to walk in deep snow. Let's raise your hand. Brother Miller, come on. You know what it's like. Amen. Okay. Well, I'm impressed. Hallelujah. So, okay. There's more than I thought. And that's fantastic. Okay. When you're walking in deep snow, right? It's a good thing. You can follow after someone else who's walking in front of you. You know, because they've already sunk down into the snowbank. And a snowbank is not where you go to get snow. It's these things that drift up. And just so I'm clarifying to all the Texans out here that don't know what a snowbank is. Okay, and so you see these prints, and then it's fun when I was a little kid. My dad would be walking through the snow, and I would try to get into Dad's holes because they were bigger holes. You know, I could get in there, so we need to follow Christ's footsteps. It's a good way to live. I can't think of a better example to follow than Jesus Christ. I can't think of a better person to walk after than the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 13, Jesus says this, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." Now, Please don't mistake this here. We're not going into foot washing. Okay, some churches do that kind of thing. He's not talking about the actual physical washing. He's talking about serving as a servant. But then it's an example. He says, "For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent is greater than him than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Now, I've been the pastor here almost 3 years now, and you all should know that I enjoy serving people. Okay? Some of you have said to me, Pastor, you shouldn't, you know, do all this and go sit down. I can't. Okay, that's just not me. I do this at my house. Okay, I hardly ever sit at the table. I'm always up getting this or getting that, or I'll walk around and give everybody this and give everybody that. It's just what I do. It's just something that I enjoy. We all ought to enjoy serving one another. And service is one of the things that we can follow Christ as an example. And he says, happy are ye if ye do them. In 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter writes and says, for what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if and when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. He explains, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. So he said he left his example that we should walk in his steps. Listen, when we experience the things that Jesus experienced, we ought to respond how Jesus responded. I've had to learn that lesson the hard way several times in the ministry. Because when someone does wrong to us, what do we want to do? And if you will, for all intents and purpose, are we justified in that? Yeah. Right? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I forgot my tooth. Because that's just. But here, we have a different example. Turn the other cheek. Right? Go the second mile. If he asks for your coat, give him your cloak also. It's a whole different mindset. And as Jesus is our example on the cross, that's how we should walk. He said, follow his steps. In Romans 15, Paul wrote and said, when we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may be with one mind and one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Again, we have Christ's example. His example is the example to follow. You say, but Pastor, you don't understand my circumstances. But he does. And Jesus Christ went through everything that you and I could ever go through, and probably more. And yet he was without sin and set a perfect example. And Paul says to the people here in Philippi, he says, listen, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have for us an ensample. Paul wrote and said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained
that we should walk in them. In 1 Corinthians, he told the Corinthians, be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. That's how we all are supposed to live. Keep walking after Jesus Christ, the greatest example. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul says, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. You know, the Apostle Paul's a good example. Peter's a good example. Folks that have gone before us in the faith are good examples. But all of them were followers of Christ, as we ought to be followers of Christ. And that's exactly what Paul told the folks in Corinth. We need to follow after the Lord. Secondly, we need to keep walking after the Spirit. If you'll remember in the definitions, you guys are doing great tonight, listening. In the definitions, we talked about some positive ones and some negative. Over in Romans, Paul gives has much to say about the different things between the flesh and the Spirit. And we'll read a little bit from Romans 8 here in just a moment in Galatians 5. But don't forget that even in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God is mentioned. In Ezekiel 36, Ezekiel writes and says, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Okay, you see what's going on here. The children of Israel hadn't always lived the way they were supposed to live. Or if you will, they hadn't always walked the way that they were supposed to walk. And it was a shame. It was profanity. God's name was profaned amongst the heathen. But he says this, for I will take you from among the sanctified in you before their eyes. I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Now that was something given in prophecy to the folks in Israel. But I want you to understand the correlation of what happens in the new birth in the believer of Christ. That old heart, gone. New heart put in. We're made clean. What do we get? The Spirit of God. Why? So we can follow after His commandments. So we can live the life that we're supposed to live amongst the heathen. So we can do these things, and He'll cause us to walk in His statutes. Jesus said the Comforter is going to come. He's going to guide you into all truth. He's going to speak of me and speak of mine. He's going to knock on your little heart's door and say, you're not supposed to do that. Or He's going to knock on your door and He's going to say, hey, come over here. I want you to give out a gospel tract to somebody. And He's going to lead us. And He's going to guide us, if we'll let Him. But we got to keep walking in the Spirit. Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Wait, time out. That should be enough for anybody. Who in here enjoys condemnation? No. Where are my kids? Y'all like it when I yell at you? And Chase, you do? Okay, I'll yell at you some more. You're welcome. Okay? Huh? All right? No, who likes being told that they've done wrong? Nobody. You say, I don't like that. I don't like it when God yells at me, or I don't like it when God gets after me and punishes me. Okay, we're just given a key here. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that what? Walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Hey, that sounds like a great deal. Let's just do it. Like, that's not hard, right? Exactly. But you know what? He tells us, doesn't he? Live this way, this is what you get. He says here that for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Two times. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Sounds pretty easy. But we're supposed to walk in the Spirit. He says, he goes on to clarify, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Paul writes in Galatians and says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Again, easy ticket. If we do this, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We need to keep walking in the Spirit. You say, how far do I have to walk in the Spirit? Till you can't walk anymore. Until the time for walking is done. And when's that? When you're in a box in front of this church here. That's when it's time. It is. So God wants us to keep walking. He wants to keep walking in the Spirit, keep walking after Christ. And to what end? If you'd like to take your Bibles and turn over to Romans chapter 6, we're not far from there. Romans chapter 6. We need to keep walking to perfect our testimony. What did Paul say? He said, if by any means I might attain to the... in verse 12, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Can I tell you something? All of us have a testimony that can be better. Okay? Let me just tell you something about your pastor. Your pastor is not perfect. You were not surprised. I know that. Okay? And guess what? You're not perfect either. And I'm not saying that because I know all of you. But God's Word knows all of us. We're not perfect. We haven't arrived. And we need to keep walking to perfect our testimony. Paul says in Romans 6, are you there? Look at 1 through 6. He says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. He says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What are we supposed to do? Walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, and that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Paul tells Timothy to be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. He says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. He says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. In 2 Thessalonians, there are more commands about laboring and perfecting our testimony. You understand that we are to be an example to others, as Paul has said. He said, mark them that walk like we walk. For some don't. You know what I want to be? I want to be a good testimony to you. I hope you want to be a good testimony to others. I want to be a good testimony to my wife, to my kids, to my family, to the church, to all those that see. You know, I want people to say, hey, are you a pastor? I want someone to notice, not for my benefit, but for the Lord's benefit. We all need to keep walking after a better testimony. We need to become what God wants us to be. None of us have attained. We need to press toward the mark. We need to keep on pressing day by day, week by week, month by month, and year by year. Let me finish up in Ephesians 5. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that nor whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. What are we supposed to do? Keep walking as children of the light, reproving works of darkness. Hey, you know what? I would love for my testimony to be like Job's was. A righteous man that feared God and escheweth evil. We need to be better eschewers of evil. Reproving the works of darkness. We need to be above reproach. We need to be the kind of people that God wants us to be. You know how we're going to accomplish that? Keep walking. Keep walking.